Listening Library presents Water Street by Patricia Riley Giff. Read for you by Colleen Marlowe.
Summer, 1875. Before. Thomas had made himself a notebook with cardboard covers and sewed in the pages. But if the book wasn't handy, he used anything, paper bags from the market, or even the edges of the newspaper. He wrote stories about anything he saw, and he saw a lot. He walked through the streets of Brooklyn along the water, or leaned against the store windows on Livingston Street, watching people hurrying along, making up stories about this one or that one. Sometimes he thought about how it had started, this writing of his, and his mind jumped to the woman's collar and the cuff of her sleeve, with the wrist barely visible. Strange. He couldn't picture her face, and he didn't know her name anymore. But he knew what she'd been doing. Teaching him letters. Teaching him words. Leaning forward. And he remembered something she had said. With just the sweep of a pen, Thomas, you can change the world. All of it. He hadn't known what she was talking about then. He'd thought it was impossible. But he'd known it for a long time now, ever since he'd begun to write, really write. He could decide whatever world he wanted on paper, and that was the world it would be. But now he turned the corner to see the bridge towers that were going up. Someday there'd be a span crossing the East River, reaching from one tower to the other. In front was Water Street. Grand name for a street. Halfway down was a brownstone building with a sign.